Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, more and more Americans are fed up with Biden. They fed up with his failed presidency. Case in point, when you have to go to places like MSNBC and tell that kind of truth, what is it going to be good for Biden in November? This is why they're trying their best to get Trump put in jail, because they know Biden will not win that election unless Trump gets put in jail somewhere, right? So this is a clip from MSNBC. They're going to ask people from just about all backgrounds about Biden. Listen to this.
He's been absolutely disastrous for the economy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So raise your hand if you think President Trump's policies on the economy would be better for your family personally. Raise your hand. All right. So that is everybody. President Biden argues that his economic record has been very good. He said President Trump's was not as good. What are you keying off of, Sean, since you had the best smile in Virginia, the second best smile, what are you keying off of to say President Trump's economic policies would be better for you?
I mean, my past performance of my 401k, I know it was post 2020 and everything kind of flipped around, but you can't blame everything on 2020 for forever.
We have areas here in Pennsylvania where it's just at a standstill right now. Like, things are supposed to be being built and the interest rates are just way too high for people to you know, invest and start moving around.
And Virginia, just staying with you, because Pennsylvania is near and dear to Joe Biden's heart. Are there Biden policies that you would blame for the problem? And if so, what are they?
The interest rate is so high right now, and I know they're trying to cut the inflation down, but like, if nobody is building, no businesses are really coming to Pennsylvania right now to keep us moving forward.
Even if you're trying to buy a house, because I'm trying to become a first-time home buyer, the prices are so high right now, it's just hard.
Is there anything Joe Biden could do or say between now and the time you vote that would make you feel differently about feeling that his policies would not be as good for your family on the economy? Or have you pretty much decided that Trump's policies would be better for the economy?
I mean, I feel like he doesn't even take accountability for what's at all with what's going on in the economy. Not even accountability. Like, he's in denial that it's happening.
The point is, Biden needs to hear the people, because when he's talking about the economy doing stellar, he's talking about the stock market. He's not looking at homelessness or joblessness. He's not, at Haiti's point, thinking about how much it costs to go to the grocery store. And he's gaslighting literally everyone in the process.
And Omar, you voted for Joe Biden last time, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's not really good at all if you are on the Joe Biden campaign team. You are swinging at the air. So now, this isn't the video from Chick-fil-A, which, you know, is quite funny that all the shields is trying to attack the black woman over that. And, you know, when I get back, you know, off my trip, I'm going to have to reach out to that black woman and do an interview with her, because I don't like what they're doing to her just because they had a meet and greet at Chick-fil-A. Who cares, right? But the Biden administration has failed America. They failed. See, the Biden administration couldn't get inflation down. They raised interest rates. Oh, interest rates, raise them up. You're going to slow it down. No, people can't buy homes. People can't buy anything because of the interest rates. You can go if you want, but you're going to be paying so much in interest, how are people going to live? All this stuff that they're worrying about, the one thing that all Americans care about is the economy. It's the cost of living over anything else. See, people can put aside all their differences real quick when it comes to economy and cost of living. The economy is always the most important in any nation. It's your economy. They have prices like eggs that went up over, I think you say 126% higher now. Eggs, something that we would buy normally be $1.50, $2. Now you got eggs $6 to $8 now. Like, really, for a dozen of eggs? And I'm not talking about no specialty eggs. We're talking about regular eggs here in this country. That's what's breaking people. It's utterly ridiculous. And Biden has not done anything about it, but he's so concerned about Ukraine. He's so concerned about migrants. He's so concerned about what's going on in Israel and all this. That's all what they're concerned about. They're not concerned about the homelessness in this country. They're not concerned about inflation. They're not concerned about putting money in Americans' pockets. They're not worrying about that. They want to make sure that foreigners are taken care of, whether foreigners here in America or foreigners abroad. That's what he's concerned about. He's concerned about trying to stabilize African countries. He's worried about everything else. This is why people that who couldn't stand Trump behind want Trump back in office. And all this mess they're doing in New York with those court cases and all the Democrats are trying very hard in New York to get Trump before the election. I'm going to tell you this, that's going to backfire. All that's going to backfire because everybody in the whole country see this is political in nature because they could have got Trump if they wanted to when he left office. Why did they wait till he announced that he was going to run for president to all of a sudden start with these cases? It's just that simple. And Joe Biden is behind it. We all know this. The economy is so horrible right now that people are just saying, you know what? Hey, I'll choose the couch or I'm going to vote for Trump. Either or. More and more people not even caring about saying they're going to vote for Trump. You know, at one point in time, people are like, well, I don't want to say I'm going to vote for Trump because people will get mad at me. But now people are like, man, forget that. Bro, my pocketbook say I got to vote for Trump. My investments say I got to vote for Trump. That sister want a house. She going to say she going to vote for Trump because she need a house. Biden should be listening to that sort of thing. Like, man, I got to get these interest rates down. I got to get people, you know, be able to start buying houses again. Like, you would think he would have some urgency to get this done. The only thing he's doing is student loan debt. Bruh, the majority of Americans don't have student loan debt. It's only a few. Now, my daughter, you know, one of my daughters has some student loan debt, and not much, but she has some. And I say, hey, did Joe Biden got your debt gone? She said, no. They calling me all the time talking about, you know, starting to pay my student loan debt, you know? So, yeah, everybody not getting it. So you act like, oh, he's going to do this. But my daughter hasn't gotten forgiven. And even if she did get forgiven, what's that going to do for the rest of the family? What's that going to even do for her? Okay, let's say you get rid of my daughter's student loan debt. What about her food prices? What about the rent that she got to pay? What about any bill that my daughter got to pay? That's what we're talking about. The cost of living is going to drain your pockets way more than forgiving a student loan debt. The priorities are in the wrong place with the Biden administration. And it's just that simple. And that's why people saying, oh, man, you know, no, this election can't come fast enough. I wish this election was tomorrow, for real. I mean, it's bad in this country right now. And you go vote, you go put Biden back in there. You think you're complaining now, all the way to the end of his presidency. Boy, America going to be second world by the time you get done with him. We're going to move from first world to second world. Watch. Put him back in office. You will see. But Americans all over the country just say, nah, Biden not it, man. Biden's a failure. The Democrats got to accept that. But the thing is, like you said, Biden won't even accept it, that he failed. He failed. Obama need to go holler at him and tell him, man, look, you failed, man. It is what it is. It's been a good run. Because there's nothing nobody can say to me to talk about putting Biden back in office. You would be crazy to go put this man back in office. Seriously. Your pocketbook would say, what's wrong with you putting this man back in office? You want eggs to be up 200%? Prices constantly going up, draining your pockets? Listen, they're saying now the middle class has to make $100,000 a year to be middle class. Middle class used to be $40,000, $45,000. $100,000, what experts are saying, to be middle class now? Really? That's all because of inflation, because of Biden. He is the new age Jimmy Carter. I think he's worse than Jimmy Carter, actually. Horrible, horrible presidency. But we got a status correct in November. Make sure you get registered to vote. And if you don't want to vote, fine. I still say still register. But those of you who say, nah, I want to make sure Biden get on out of there, then register to vote and you know who to vote for.